The sounds of nature aren't usually heard around a hospital. That was the idea behind creating walking trails to improve health and wellness among patients, staff, and visitors at North Adams Regional Hospital. The two trails, one a quarter mile and the other nearly a half mile, are part of the hospital's Pathways to Health project. Former hospital employee and now project manager Jennifer Munoz says the hospital has been considering the walking paths for about 10 years.
Hospitals are much more interested recently in all kinds of green practices, from getting better food, local food, organic food into the cafeterias, to having opportunities for employees and patrons to exercise.
Similar trails can be found at medical centers across the U.S., including ones in the Northeast like Dartmouth-Hitchcock Medical Center in New Hampshire, along with Tyrone Hospital and Memorial Hospital in Pennsylvania. Munoz says many hospitals don't have the land to build pathways and that North Adams Regional Hospital is ahead of the trend locally. Lori Therian is the hospital's patient account manager. After walking the trails, she says it will be a nice way to break up the day, but says they will be even more of an asset for those people who are at the hospital under more trying circumstances.
You know, sometimes when you're waiting for a loved one who's in a surgical procedure, it can be a few hours. So I think there's nothing nicer than to just come out and be among nature and just walk for a few minutes. So yeah, this is a great thing.
Munoz says the trails are also available for patients and may help their recovery efforts.
People who are rehabbing and have established enough balance and enough fitness and capability to come out and practice walking in nature on these trails instead of always walking on a treadmill or always walking on a paved surface.
The winding trails take you around boulders, over bridges, and offer places to sit and relax. Brandon Ansley is a security and maintenance worker at the hospital. Along with 9 other staff members, he did the hands-on work to make the trails a reality.
I guess the thought process was more along the lines of not to have straight lines, to make it feel like an actual hiking trail instead of just walking like a regular loop.
And what kind of work did that require? His coworker Ed Lazinski has the answer.
We were here probably a month and a half, just kind of scoping it out, cut a little bit, go back, cut some more, clean up, a lot of walking and a lot of cleaning.
The hospital plans to add picnic tables, garden beds, and fruit trees to the current walkways with the hope of blazing another, more challenging trail. Munoz says the project is also partnering with local farmers to have fresh eggs and produce delivered to the hospital for staff. It also hosts a farmers market once a month in the hospital cafeteria for patients and visitors.
So when we're able to move forward with our reduction of our solid waste stream that comes out of our cafeteria and kitchen, we actually have a pig farmer in Williamstown who is willing to connect with us and pick up scraps and help us to reduce our solid waste stream, but also we can support a local business and make sure that the stuff is recycled appropriately into a pork product and not just into a landfill.
The project was made possible through an undisclosed donation from Ellen Bernstein, a member of the Board of Trustees of Northern Berkshire Healthcare. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.